to FASAB Bits and Bytes, your source for quick takes and news from the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board. I'm Leah Kiger. Today I'm with Robin Gilliam and Dominic Savini. Robin Gilliam, a FASAB Assistant Director, is the project manager for the Risk Reporting and MD&A projects and co-lead on the Note Disclosures project. Dominic Savini, a FASAB Assistant Director, is the project manager for the Public-Private Partnership and Land projects. He is also the Training and Outreach Coordinator. Today, Robin and Dominic will discuss important aspects of accounting for public-private partnerships, also known as P3s, and the work FASAB has completed on the P3s project to date. P3s are arrangements or transactions that are off-budget and off-balance sheet. FASAB completed the first phase of the P3 project in 2016 with the issuance of Statement of Federal Financial Accounting Standards 49, titled Public-Private Partnerships, Disclosure Requirements. Now we'll hear Robin interview Dom on the results of the first year's implementation of SFAS 49 and what the second phase concerning measurement and recognition may bring us in the near future.
Thank you, Leah, and welcome, Dom. In phase one, the board took the approach to have agencies report on their P3s prior to addressing measurement and recognition issues to help identify the specific types of arrangements, transactions in need of such accounting guidance. As such, have the fiscal year 19 disclosures aided the board's intention of identifying the types of P3s that could require measurements and recognition guidance?
Thank you, Robin. Yes, I think they have. To begin with, the board didn't really want to issue any measurement and recognition guidance without really knowing what types of P3s existed in the federal community. So to that extent, the disclosures have helped us. We knew that we'd be getting, for example, P3s from the Department of Defense on military-based housing projects and on a pan-governmental basis, energy savings performance contracts. But we really didn't expect some other things that came up. For example, we saw P3s containing licenses to private partners or simply outleases of surplus or excess land or property to private partners. Each of these will need to be studied individually to see if additional guidance is in fact warranted.
Thank you, Dom. How would you rate the quality of the disclosure so far?
Given that this is our first year that Standard 49 was effective and that it was a principles-based document, we didn't prescribe or suggest any specific reporting formats. I would say that overall the reporting is good, but needs to be tightened up a bit, specifically in the following areas of what we have so far received. For example, expected life determinations should be explained, even if it's just a brief statement, but we really need to know more about how long an agency believes the expected life of the P3 will last. Secondly, on the energy savings contracts, we need to know the amounts of federal and non-federal funding provided during the reporting period as well as the entire P3's expected life. Basically, in essence, need both. Another thing, amounts which are expected to be received and paid over the P3's expected life should be broken out from the reporting period in question compared to what they expect to be paid out and received over the entire P3's expected life. Some entities just provided the aggregate amounts. Next, when identifying risks, entities need to do two things. First, they have to note if the risks are deemed remote. And secondly, they need to report on the private partner's potential risk, and not just what the agency sees its risk, for example, the risk it's retaining or that it acknowledges. And lastly, related to risks of loss, we need a description of the contractual risk that the agency incurs or has and the potential effect on cash flows if the risks were in fact realized.
Thank you. Dom, how would agencies reach out to FASAB to get help with P3 disclosures?
What you and Monica have done, changing and improving our technical inquiry process, is probably the best format to deal with helping agencies address these issues. But before even the TI process, I would encourage agencies to, give us an informal call for an initial consultation and then we can help assess if a formal technical inquiry is needed. If so, we have an easy web-based portal that, thanks to you and Leah and others here at FaceAb, have been developed to submit questions where we can get back to people, we think, in about 3 to 4 weeks. And what they receive is a written, peer-reviewed response that's reviewed by our Madam Executive Director. And they get this in writing. It's a great way to really document how we see the guidance playing out. And at the same time, I'd like to extend a training invitation or opportunity to those interested in improving federal financial management over P3s. You know, some people, including even auditors, aren't sure what P3s are and the potential huge risk some of these P3 arrangements or transactions pose to their agencies. As such, an education session could just not help improve awareness in the field of these P3s, but they might help us identify areas where our guidance can be improved. We've seen far too often the adverse effects of the government not adequately reflecting its off-balance sheet risk to the public, and then when it's too late, the public is left with the tax bill. We owe it to our great country and people the most transparent reporting possible in this regard.
Absolutely, Dom. And for the last question, do you think FaceAb is ready to be in phase two of the P3 project?
I think a lot of this is certainly subject to our technical agenda, which continually changes and evolves over time. But given this COVID-19 pandemic and the crisis that we're dealing with, that's really also brought up some interesting questions. Many of the actions taken by the federal government have involved the use of private partners. So we have to stand prepared. So notwithstanding any potential change in the board's direction concerning P3s, and assuming staff resources stay in place, I think we are ready. And I think you're right in asking the question, because this may become a huge chunk of an agency's reporting for this fiscal year. One of the things I want to talk about here is, too, we can also begin addressing some measurement and recognition issues while we address current disclosure issues. For example, we have measurement and recognition issues regarding tangible assets, whether these tangible assets should be measured or remeasured at fair market value or fair value. Another consideration for measurement and recognition is whether gains or losses on investments in P3s should be accounted for annually, or do we just wait until the culmination of the expected life of the P3 to basically tally up gains and losses? These are questions we need to, you know, have answered. Also, we can address the use of government licenses that may be given to a private partner that has a cost associated with it, and it has a value to the private partner. This is also something that we need to look at. So yes, I do think we're ready to address this, but I do believe, as you suggest, Robin, we've got to look at our technical agenda and consider the COVID-19 impact on our work.
Thank you, Dom.
Thank you for listening to FaceAb Bits and Bytes. I'm Leah Kiger. For more from FaceAb, please visit us at faceab.gov.